anytime you're ready.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg Berger. Me Grimlock, me Dinobot leader. You know what you're listening to, don't you? It's WTF on TFW.
That's it. What the f*** is going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW for this lovely week of the week of June the 10th. We're recording a day early because I'm going out of town, and thus I decided that everything would revolve around me. Ha 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 ha! So, with us today, we've got, Gog Dog.
Hello!
And with us today, we've got Seth Buzzard.
Sup?
And with us today, we've got, finally returning again, Drew Iden.
Yo, what's up, crackers?
Yes, sadly, like, Drew came back, and then BotCon week came around. So
yeah, that was cool.
That was,
you realize this is the first time in a hella long time we have the band back together.
I know, Drew and Seth on the same show.
This is a reunion. This is like when Vince Neil came back to Motley Crue.
Really?
For the first time, like, the whole crew was reunited.
Man, I have a tear in my eye right now.
Exactly. Except it's Vince, like, Neil, that. Because he's listening and he finally got a shout-out. He has been clamoring.
I get emails from that guy every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're a Transformers podcast, and we're going to talk to you today about Transformers. And our first topic is going to be just a throwback to what we did last week, because we've got Drew here. Drew, did you read about what happened at BotCon at all? Any of the happenings and...
I did.
Who said?
I'll be honest with you. I kind of lived BotCon through Gog Dog's Twitter account. at Gog Dog. My own Twitter account.
He finally followed me, okay? That's all I'm going to say. You know, my Twitter is epic when Ido11 finally follows me after all these months.
Listen, my Twitter account, at Ido11, followed Gog Dog's at Twitter account, at Gog Dog Twitter account, who repeatedly quoted and tweeted to at Seth Buzzard and at Vangelis. I don't think everybody got a little plug. So, I vicariously lived through the Twitter updates. And it was fun. I had a fun time watching as news came in, and then eventually my jaw dropping when I saw pictures of animated Rodimus.
I was wondering how you'd react to that.
I figured everybody would have seen it, and as soon as I started Twittering it, all I got was replies saying oh my god, and I think that my Twitter account actually featured the first pictures on the internet of those animated toys.
Wow.
Which I was surprised. I just saw him in the case, and I'm like, oh, I'll Twitter him real quick. I guess I just got lucky.
And then I bought Movie Lockdown.
And then Artoni ripped its arm off.
Exactly. Yeah, Drew, I saw that on Twitter you said that Animated Rodimus is a toy that you would throw $50 down for on the spot right now.
Yeah, exactly. I alluded it to people who are free spending with their money that will pay, like, thousands of dollars for a rare unused G2 figure. You know what I mean? Like, that's the amount of money, like, I spend. $50 is unheard of. I'm actually, like, regretting the $12 I spent in the past month on Transformers. Nonetheless. I would throw down $50 right now to have that. Right here, right now.
I can tell you that somehow a rumor started that I had one, and I definitely did have people saying, dude, you're going to take pictures? Dude, you're going to sell that? And I was like, yeah. PayPal me $300, and in about 12 months, I will send you a Rodimus. And then they got angry at me. And
Whoa. You have a Rodimus? Are you going to take pictures? And is it for sale?
I should probably... I've been enjoying it for a while, but I've been going around quashing it on Skype conversations. I don't have Rodimus, and I don't know how people thought I had Rodimus, because the hoax I started was that I had Movie Lockdown, and apparently everyone just read that
also,
as Rodimus.
Also, well, you did say RC first.
Did I?
Yeah, you told me to Twitter that you had RC, and then you told me to Twitter that you had Movie Lockdown.
Oh, all
right. Is it?
And then everybody's like, oh my god, how did Vangelis get it? And I'm like, oh my god, you have no sense of humor.
Is there any way for you guys to describe to me better than it looks like animated lockdown, but movie style?
Yeah.
Movie lockdown? That's the only description I got, and I was like, that sounds cool, but...
I was surprised that that was the best description that tended to go around. I've said this before on the podcast, but I can quickly reiterate it. It's kind of like, you take Lockdown, right? Like, take Deluxe Lockdown, and you make his thighs and his upper arms a bit thinner and more movie-like, and then make... and his waist a little bit as well. Then you make every other part of him have, like, take every angle and every sharp corner and make them, like, twice as mean. And that's kind of what he looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks he transforms almost the same, and he's got the feet for lights, and he transforms very similarly. He just looks like a more realistic version.
Proportionally, he's identical, too. They showed us a side-by-side with the animated Lockdown.
That's cool.
And I was told his neck is going to have multiple joints, so you could have it upright, like the deluxe figure, or you could have it, like, kind of hunched down, more like it is in the cartoons.
And, you see, Drew's all like, I'll drop $50 for Rodimus. I'm all like, I'll drop $50 for Lockdown, because, like, I love how, like, Lockdown, right, is like a brand new character who's less than, like, 2 years old, but he's already being homaged now in a different line. Not just homaged, but outright included. It makes me happy. Yeah, Drew, was there anything else about BotCon that you were wondering about? Like, any reports or anything that left you kind of confused?
I mean, not really. I'm just trying to think back. Because, boy, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Well, 2 weeks. But no. What was, like, the Paramount party? Besides, oh my god, Michael Bay showed up and showed stuff. Like, what was... like, what happened there? Like, you guys kind of showed up and there was food or something?
Yeah,
there was, like, free burgers you could build yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they good?
They weren't bad. And there was a veggie burger, okay. So they finally came through for the vegans.
Cool, cool, cool.
And there was live music for quite a while. Stan Bush and Vince DiCola did a pretty lengthy concert, but I didn't stand there to watch most of it, because in part I was looking at stuff, and in part I was running around engaging in an adventure. But there were also, like, the movie vehicles, a bunch of them were hanging around there, and you could walk up to them, and you could almost touch them, and then when you did touch them, a dude in the suit would run up and, like, punch you in the face. Only not punch you in the face, he just, like, put his body between you and the car. And, you could also walk around on the set, you could walk up the staircases and stuff right up to the doors, like, no one did until, like, I think Derek Wyatt asked someone if he was allowed to, and they're like, yeah, you guys are all allowed to, and I was like, cool. I ran up a staircase and ran down, and I felt like I was in a sitcom. But aside from the, like, yeah, there's a live music, and there's the set, and there's the food, and the vehicles, and
Tyrese.
And Tyrese. Going all like, it's Peter Cullen! And going like, look at my tattoo! And putting his arm down into the first row of the crowd, so you couldn't see it.
And there was alcohol.
And there was booze, and the bartenders were very friendly, and maybe I just rubbed them the right way, but when I asked for a rum and coke, it was like a big glass of rum with some coke for color. And it was pretty fun. So it was a big party, and it was arguably worth the $50, depending on how much you like movie stuff or how much you like the music.
Yeah, I asked for a shot of Jack, and she said, we're not allowed to do shots. I have to put ice in it, but I will put the smallest ice cube I could find in there. And she did.
That's awesome.
Great bartenders. Oh, and they did studio tours, and apparently they were really hard to get on, and I kind of cut in line for one because I knew some people.
Really?
And we had a really manic driver. And you just got into one of those, like, elongated golf carts and got driven around the lot, and the person would say, like, they shoot this in this studio, they shoot this in this studio.
I didn't know you wanted to do that.
I did.
I was following you around all weekend.
I was stalking you from behind.
How did you escape my unblinking gaze?
It was really funny. I was talking to some people before we went to see the footage, and I'd lost them. And then I think half an hour before the party was over, whenever they were doing the last couple tours, I just randomly walked by the tour lineup, and I saw them. I was like, hey, what's up? They're like, get in the tour thing. I was like, okay. And the guy drove so fast I spilled a good 2 mouthfuls of my rum and coke on my lap, but I didn't really mind, because I had 3 in me at that point, so it was more funny.
Yeah, you were already swimming by that point.
I was on the level. Capital T, capital L.
Did you get laid?
No.
That was actually what I was really hoping. Was that, like, there was some, like, crazy, like, I love WTF and TFW fangirl dressed up as, like, Perceptor.
I have more to add to that, but we'll talk after
dressed
the
up,
show.
Dressed up as Drew Iden.
I've got my TFW big boombox shirt, putting it over my face.
There was a really cool guy, and I'm upset that I can't remember his name, and he walked up to me and Seth in the toys lineup, the really long lineup for the souvenir toys. And he gave us, he said he worked in vinyl, and he gave us, like, these really awesome boombox head, like, magnets.
Really?
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
If he's listening.
I remember his name. He deserves
it. Send me a PM. I want one.
Seth, do you remember his name at all?
No, I'm bummed out. We can't remember either, because it's
a long lineup.
He's definitely deserving of shout-out, so, dude, if you're listening, post. Let us know who you are. And we'll fix this
post.
In a future episode.
we feel really bad, and I do have a video of him demoing the magnets and whatnot, and I'm going to put that up someday before BotCon 2010.
Dude, maybe he says his name in that video.
Oh, no, I got to go find the footage.
It's like the Zapruder day.
But, the Paramount party was pretty fun, and overall it was pretty cool. I just felt bad because, like, for, like, the people who were all after the new Transformers news and stuff, a lot of it was stuff that had leaked via Walmart or China. So I did get a lot of people saying they felt it was kind of lukewarm, and then I just talked to them, like, on Skype, and I gave a live convention report, and they were like, you should have, like, written the news things yourself. And I was like, but that would have involved doing work at a convention, and I can't do that. And I have to commend Saul Fury for tirelessly attending, like, every single panel, taking meticulous notes on his laptop, and, like,
got so, but I'm not so fury. That's a song I sing to him when I see him.
He, like, eventually. He was, like, a trooper. I was all like, dude, you paid to come here, and you're, like, doing work.
So, he's an admin now.
I know.
Rats.
Yeah, they just don't hand out admin badges to anybody these days. You gotta
work
for them.
If anyone deserves
it, that's not what we heard.
Well, anyway, I guess we should move on and finally let BotCon lie and rest.
Agreed.
Until Lupus gets back.
Until Lupus gets back, and then I'll ask him the same question, yeah.
Except you'll frame it as like, okay, now you could either save BotCon's life from a burning airplane or... fight rabid wolves.
I was fighting like a giant elephant at the Paramount party, and it was sweet. And I kept his tusks, and I made them into clothes. Let's go into our new picks for this week. And I already told everyone what I'm picking, and I told two of you, and I don't think Seth's going to pick it. So I'm going to go last.
I'm totally going to pick it.
I'm going to tell you last what I'm going to pick. And let's go down the list. So, Drew.
Yo, dog.
What do you pick?
Is it too late to pick that picture of Ironhide where he has, like, the scar over his eye?
It's not too late at all.
For some reason, I was like, that's really cool that they, like, I don't know. I thought it was very cool, like, they gave him character and a little scar over his eye.
Was that the super close-up, or was that the more, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a little bit away, and it's interesting because we can really see where it's the truck, and the truck looks very real. And then the robot is... It really looks like there's a robot coming out of, like, a truck somehow. It's very interesting. It's a good, very, very good image.
I was thinking of the ones that Nokia released with the extreme close-ups where the robots are practically glaring at you. And
those are weird.
I like those, but I like them because they were scary, and because King Lafo said that the one movie bot he still really liked was Ratchet, and now he's scared of Ratchet. the renders coming out are pretty neat, and it's all the gearing up because, believe it or not, this month the movie's coming out. Gog, what was your new pick?
Ba 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 ba. Tony Bacala posted this really cool image of Optimus Prime standing on top of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Followed by a hilarious story.
I have no bias. So, all I'm going to say, I will be the neutral party. Before the huge fight breaks out again, I will be the neutral party and stand over here.
On top
in
of
the
Harry
war
Potter.
Between the Potter fans and the Transformer fans, there can only be one winner.
But for those who don't read the front page or happen to miss it, I guess with Paramount struck a deal with IMAX theaters that if they did, I don't even know now. I'd have to go back and read it, but I guess. Oh no, it was if they added extra exclusive footage in just for IMAX. That they'd give them, IMAX would give Paramount a 4-week exclusive. And then I guess Harry Potter shifted their date, but that date fell into the IMAX exclusive date. So they were like, yeah, let's do some IMAX. And they're like, no, you gotta wait 4 weeks. And the Harry Potter people were like, ah! And Paramount was like, LOL.
So, all I really got to add to that is, I don't see what the draw of Harry Potter in IMAX is compared to Revenge of the Fallen in IMAX. That's just me.
Good point.
It's the cool thing to do now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really see the draw of The Dark Knight in IMAX, to be honest. Like,
well, it was
cool.
Some of it was filmed in IMAX, which is the draw.
Oh.
There.
I suck.
No, I'm not. But also, the first Transformers movie was released, like, what, almost 2 months after it was originally, I guess only a month, 2 months. Yeah, it was released in like September.
Yeah, it was a while. It was a while.
It was a while. And you know what? It was kind of nice. Like, you could, like, you got to wait a few months, go see it again. Mm-hmm. So, good complaint.
Yeah, by then I had already seen it 3 times in the theater, and I was just,
yeah.
By then I was just waiting for the DVD. But if the IMAX had been released closer, I probably would have seen the second or third viewing in IMAX. That probably, it might be what I'd do for this one.
Yeah, my third.
I have a couple groups of friends, and I'll probably go with a couple groups, and then maybe catch it a second or third time in IMAX.
Yeah, my third viewing was the IMAX, and when they said that there were going to be like the extended scenes only in IMAX, and that's the only place you're ever going to see them, I was like, you know, the IMAX is pretty far away. I guess I'm never going to see those scenes. And then my cousin calls me up, and he's like, "Hey, let's go to San Francisco and watch Transformers in IMAX." And I was like, "Oh, okay, let's do that." Let's go.
Yeah, I drove 2 hours to see it. That's right.
Man.
Hardcore.
Well, that's longer than I had small to drive. But...
Seth,
yo.
Let's move along to your picture pick
All
of the
right.
week.
Is that what we're doing? I thought we were talking about movies.
We will.
Papa, how about Revenge of the Fallen Jolt images? How about that?
The blue car.
Yes, I like Jolt. He's not maybe the best deluxe I've seen so far, but for some reason, there's something about that dude that is hitting my buttons, and I'm much looking forward.
I like his eyes. I don't know what it is, but he just has these just giant, round, like, cat eyes.
I like his pokey whips. Little devil
tail. I think the Jolt is... Jolt is the one toy that was on display at BotCon that I was kind of kicking myself for not taking a closer look at, because I kind of glazed over the Walmart-leaked movie toys, and now I kind of wish I'd gotten a better look at Jolt to see how he works.
Yeah, I strolled by just to check Jolt out a couple times, and it was always like, you know, other deluxes so far, they probably do it better. Like, they probably have cooler-looking robot modes, but I'm all for it.
Jolt's got character. That's what he's got.
He's got style. He's kind of got a Galvatron thing going on with his head, though. But whatevs. Whatevs. Isn't that the story, though? Like, they were originally going to make him a Decepticon, and then GM was like, "Come on, man, we're trying to sell these things. Make them cool, man."
Whoops. That wasn't what happened.
Don't make him a jerk. Make him, like, hella cool.
Make him friendly. Now we're going to cancel the Top Kick.
Make him hella cool.
Yeah, my own new pick is a Kitbash from the Radicons section. It's by a fellow named Insecticons. And he decided to take a spare Cybertron scrap metal that he had lying around, added in some knockoff Bone Crusher treads, a modded armor hide head, and some Lego parts, and made him look like an old rusty machine of war called Omega Spream. And it really works. I really like it. He got all the colors right, and then he made them all, like, to make them a little bit less, you know, European. He added a whole bunch of scuff and battle damage on top, and I think it turned out pretty well, so I gotta say, props, dude. Like, that is actually really cool. And it has a cool vehicle mode. It's all like a little Cybertronian tank thing.
Yeah, he definitely thought outside the box for that one. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked that the first response was mentioning my American counterpart, Vanjo1Us.
American personality.
I thought your American counterpart was American Personality Evangelist.
Yeah, but that's his YouTube name.
Gotcha.
He's the guy who posts all my videos so I can get around, you know, the border embargoes and whatnot.
There are embargoes.
What's
the guy? He earned himself some enormous love, didn't he?
Enormous love. Gasp face.
What's Shattered Glass Evangelist called?
Shattered Glass Evangelist? I don't know yet.
Isn't
Vang the
I thought we covered that.
And we talked about Shattered Glass Peaw, I think. The GoBot collector.
I like how we're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. As we talk about alternate versions of people who post on message boards.
Oh, it's that one, of course.
Oh yeah, we did cover that one already. Yes, yeah, that one.
That's right. I should have thought that through. Maybe we did talk about Shattered Glass Evangelist, and I just forgot, but I can't remember anything about discussing him.
I don't think so. I think we talked about American Personality Evangelist. I think that was the only one.
Because, I mean, you know, I catalog all these times when we talk about different versions of myself on the internet. So.
You do.
Is that going to go in the WTF Almanac?
The story Bible, yes.
Yeah, but anyway.
To collaborate with Marty Eisenberg.
You should be patting yourself on the back for, like, single-handedly dragging Spream out of obscurity, kicking and screaming, thrusting him pelvis first into the limelight.
Mm-hmm. Pelvis first.
Spream always goes pelvis first. That's how he gets laid.
Thrusting.
Saying.
Pelvis first, that's how you get laid.
Exactly.
That's his slogan. That's on his tech spec.
Omega Spream, Intelligence 7, quote, pelvis first, that's how you get laid, unquote.
Pelvis first, colon, that's how you get laid.
Also the name of his autobiography, also the name of his chain of restaurants. It's
we're
very
going to
lucrative.
Have some Spream McMeals at pelvis
it's the name
first,
of his dog, pelvis
laid.
First.
It's the name of his line of electric kitchen grills.
Pelvis first, it's how you get laid. Cooks the fat right out. Anyway, thank you, Insecticons, for putting that toy together. It's made my day. I know it wasn't aimed at me, but it's made my day regardless. So. Yay! Moving along. Name of his failed line of statuesque toys. Drew, you gotta say that one.
It's also the name of his failed line of statuesque toys, aka Pelvis First Unleashed.
Oh! Alright, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to make your own Pelvis First fan art and model kits and kit bags.
Fan art! If you want to make your own pelvis first fan fiction, we'll look at it. Otherwise,
I want a pelvis first turnaround in flames.
There you go. There's a new job for the Unleash guy. We've let up on him.
Time to get him back.
All right. Well, moving on. We've got something of a semi-retro sort. Someone doing a bit of a throwback on a comic book series going on right now. A comic book series called All Hail Megatron. And that man is Michael Bell. Him and an animator. And I apologize, I didn't actually find out who put it together. They've put together a little sort of teaser of one of the sections from All Hail Megatron number 1. where it's the comic book art, but it's been all Flash animated style, kind of like that Watchmen, the motion comic DVD. I think that was the impetus for this, and a lot of the voices were done by Michael Bell. And it was, I took a look at it, I kind of skipped over it, then a friend of mine, this Kal-El Prime, had told me that I should take a look at it, and I did. And it was actually pretty cool. It was a lot better than I expected. And it did remind me a lot of the trailer I'd seen for Watchmen the motion comic. So apparently Michael Bell's and this animator are both propositioning this idea to IDW, mostly in part because IDW has begun selling comics online on iTunes for a fairly low price. And they figure that this could be an iTunes-style thing that would go over well with the iPod crowd. And I think it would, actually. It was a lot better than I expected. It was certainly better than the Transformers Universe Flash movies.
Well, yeah.
I'll shoot that rabbit, Prime, and burn down the gas station!
As much as I'd love to see more of that, I'm more behind this. I guess, did you guys check this out at all, or at least hear about it?
Never heard about it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
You watched it?
Sure.
What'd you think?
I thought it was actually pretty well done, to be honest with you. I kind of expected... I wasn't going in expecting a lot, but it was actually pretty well done.
That's more or less where I was. I was thinking it was going to be like panning a camera over the comic book with narration.
Yeah. I wonder if it, is it the same guy that did those War Within stop motion kind
of comics? That's what I wanted to know. Because that was the first thing I thought of when I saw it.
Those were good.
Yeah, there was a guy doing a similar idea in Flash for War Within. I don't know how far he made it. I know he made at least one of them, like, fully.
I think he made two total. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think he made one fully.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Seth, did you see this at all?
I didn't get a chance to see it. But I have been meaning to get to it. But that Watchmen motion comic, they also sold that on the Xbox Live marketplace, so there are multitudes of possible venues to sell something like this, and especially if you're going to, you know, be expedient about it and get it out, like, you know, around the time all the movie hype's going down, which they maybe should be thinking about having done already, you would want to sell it everywhere you can. One would think...
One would surmise. Yeah, I didn't know that they were selling it on Xbox Live. That's pretty cool. And it looks like it is not just to buy into the movie hype, but it seems to be like it's becoming a fad now to do these little, at least going by the Watchmen one. I'd assume that
it's a very little
the only
fad.
Guys doing it. it's a great fad. One person is doing it so far, and we're really sure it's going to pick up.
We need to get in on this.
Right now, we need to be number two. Because number two tries twice as hard. Gog, have you checked this out at all?
Yeah, I did. I was looking, clicking on the video, and it's been taken down. So,
it has?
It said it was removed by the user, so it was done voluntarily, but it's not there anymore. So I don't know if there's another copy of it or whatever, but the original YouTube video that was on the front page... And the news story is gone.
It was up a couple days.
Yeah,
ago.
Just I clicked two or three different links, and they're all down now.
Damn.
Just now,
I
right
hope
now.
That means
but
good.
But yeah, it looked good. I was surprised at how good the voice acting was. I wasn't really all that. I mean, okay, you know, whatever. The motion comic, you know, it's still a 2D image, and they just make dudes kind of shimmy back and forth a little bit. But the voice acting was really, really well done. Does anybody know who did any of the voices? Or was it just like
Michael Bell was a couple of them. And yeah. I want to know who did the Megatron, because I really liked the Megatron.
Really? Because I was going to say that was the one that kind of I didn't really like as well as the others.
I liked it because it sounded like the Megatron from the G1 comic books. Like, it had the voice to it, where he wasn't like the crazy supervillain, but he was a bit more menacing.
Oh yeah, I forgot. When you opened up the G1 Marvel comics, they spoke to you. What are you talking about?
In my voices in my head. No, wait, that doesn't sound good either. You know, the voice you hear when you read a comic book, like the voice of the dialogue.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like a more menacing comic book one.
The voice that you hear by the superb coloring that you see in a comic book.
Exactly!
Oh, like when they talk
it's
about
all driven by the coloring.
Like when they talk about a writer or an author, they have found their voice. Like the voice they write it. Their tone.
And if I may, you know, a recent example would be, for instance, at this BotCon, the Banzai Tron or Skyquake bio card, mm-hmm, the coloring mm-hmm. on those bio cards brought to life the quotes and things written within.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, I will say that I think the main reason why the Megatron, just I didn't like it as much, just because it was different, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't have it grown on me, so. It was just, it kind of stood out as being out of place, but.
It was weird amidst all
the people's voices.
It
wasn't bad. I mean, the voice acting was good. It just didn't strike me initially as Megatron. But whatever. The voice acting was, it was good. I liked it, and I would have, I mean, I think I might have liked that version of All Hail Megatron a little better than reading it. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think it did add something to that.
It did.
So.
It made it come across a bit smoother, and I think then, to give credit where credit's due, that is Shane McCarthy's snappy dialogue at work, because I think he does write very snappy dialogue that flows almost like, it's dialogue that flows perfectly for like a TV show, that perhaps wouldn't be as awesome to read in text.
That's his background, though, isn't it? Isn't Shane McCarthy from TV?
I'm not sure. Actually, the fellow who wanted me to see this, Kal-El Prime, just did like a 1.5-hour interview with Shane McCarthy that he put up in MP3 form and on YouTube, and I've been meaning to check it out, because everyone who's listened to it told me that it was actually really cool, so I want to...
You haven't listened to it yet?
No, I haven't. I've been like sleeping at like 8 in the morning and waking up at 3 p.m.
No, it was good. It was good, yeah.
What I'm thinking of doing is I'm going to listen to it while I'm flying over to Calgary tomorrow.
So, it was good because it wasn't typical interview questions. I mean, he actually went in-depth into his thought process and why he made certain decisions, and it was surprisingly intimate, if that's the proper word, as far as All Hail Megatron
that's
goes.
No, I usually write my stories pelvis first. You know, that's how I do
pelvis first, that's how you get it done. Yeah, I want to listen to it, because also Kal-El Prime, he's not been the biggest fan of All Hail Megatron, so I think that helped make the interview a bit more interesting. So I'm definitely going to have a listen to that tomorrow. But yeah, I'd like to see this motion comic pan out, and I guess we'll just see where that goes. And what we're going to see now, with your ears, is an intermission. So let's watch the intermission through your headphones, ladies and gentlemen.
Popcorn time.
The tape on this box is crazy.
Yo, you know what's crazy? His voice is so incredible and so strong. I was at home one night, and I must have watched every YouTube video footage of Peter Cullen that I could find, man, because I just could not believe that voice comes out of your body, man.
You know he's lying.
You know it. You know it. You know he's lying.
Y'all make some noise for Peter, the greatest that's ever come.
Man.
Peter! Come on!
Peter!
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to talk to you about IMAX movies. Because we haven't done that yet today.
I get it.
Oh! Our topic here is that the Revenge of the Fallen movie in IMAX will apparently have not just additional scenes, but additional scenes involving robots fighting! And that makes me kind of excited, and makes me want to actually go and see it in IMAX now. And, of course, makes me happy to hear that we're going to see it in IMAX first, and that it didn't get shunted due to Harry Potter. And in fact, it happened the other way around. But I have no opinion on that. So, yeah, has this kind of cemented seeing it in IMAX for any of you guys, or are you sort of ambivalent, like, huh, yeah, more ILM, whatever. Let's go in reverse order. Seth!
Yo. IMAX is a little bit of a trek for me. It's not, like, an epic journey, but it's kind of a ways to go for a movie. But I'm kind of hoping it will work out, like, with the first movie, and my cousin will be like, dude, let's go to the city, watch some IMAX. And then I'll lose my parking ticket from the parking garage and get in a big fight with the dude in the booth and peel out, like, right in front of the booth when I have to pay an extra $60 because I lost my parking ticket and I'm peeling out, so they have to smell the stink of my tire rubber, and everything will get all weird and awkward at the end of the night, even though we had a lot of fun leading up to that. So hopefully that's
the way
we'll go.
You should see more IMAX movies, dude. Sounds like they're way more fun for you than everyone else.
So, yeah, I mean, I want to see it. I want to see it in the IMAX. I just don't know if it's going to happen or not.
All right. Gog, has the IMAX additions made it sound more enticing to you?
I don't know. I have a feeling I'll probably see it once at IMAX now, just because I have a friend who is, like, all about IMAX lately, because one just opened up, like, 5 minutes from his house. So it's still a 45-minute drive for me, but it's not bad. I will see it. It may be a little bit of a draw. I have a feeling that it's only going to be a couple of, maybe like 2, 3, 4, 5 second frames interspersed here and there in existing footage. I doubt it's going to be anything truly, off the hook, unique, or anything like that. Just like some extra stuff that he probably at the last minute just edited out on either side of a take.
Maybe it'll be more like
to make it an IMAX exclusive, but
maybe it'll be more jokes with Sam's parents, but robots are standing in the background.
Robot parents fighting.
But yeah, I have a chance. I have a feeling I'll see it at least once in IMAX, but I doubt those extra scenes will have anything to do with that decision.
Okay, and
but I am curious though. I'll keep an open mind.
Suddenly, I have a guess as to what an extra scene might be, but it might be spoilerish, so I shouldn't say it here.
Good idea. Alright. Well, Drew...
Just say it after the break.
Drew, does the additional IMAX footage entice you at all to see it on the big, big, big wide screen?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was actually thinking about doing IMAX before seeing it in the regular theaters, you know what I mean? Because there's an IMAX decently close by to me. And I was thinking about doing that first. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I saw it last time. I think it's good. I always like it in IMAX. I think this is the movie that's made for the IMAX, so mm-hmm. We'll see. We will see. I know I'll see it in IMAX at some point. I know I will.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to see anything in IMAX, it's probably going to be something with the huge amount of ILM work, so that it's visually...
Like Harry Potter?
Like Harry Potter, yes. I'm looking forward to that, too. I'm going to dress up like Hagrid. And I'm going to walk in there with my golden broom, and I'm going to be all like, it's the Wizard Wobber, or whatever the thing is that they play, the
Quidditch.
Witch broom hockey over Quidditch.
Hardcore IMAX Quidditch action. Or your face.
I'd be into it. I don't know. Do they still do Quidditch, or was that only when he was a little kid? I forgot.
Who knows anymore?
We need to check in with the Harry Potter podcast, and we'll ask them.
That should be the intermission. I mean, the intermission's already... We just listened to it. It was so good.
Harry Potter at HagridsHouse.com.
There's a Harry Potter fan site with a board member named Buzzbeak. So.
Ooh! Alternate identity.
Shattered Glass Busby.
Yeah.
Big time Harry Potter fan.
He's on a Harry Potter podcast.
Well, when I was
And he's always smiling, like 24/7.
When I saw
like kind of like Aaron.
When I saw the scene with Hagrid and the golem in the bathroom, I was thinking to myself, I should have seen this in IMAX.
Golem in the bathroom.
I don't know. These movies all blur together for me. I can't really remember what's in which one.
Wasn't that like a ska song from the 80s? Golem in the bathroom, please. Don't. Door is open. To a restaurant.
Listeners, if you can find us that song, I will put it into next week's podcast. I've thrown it down there. Find us Gollum in the bathroom. Yeah, for myself, it is enticing, and I'm going to check it out. I'd like to see both versions, actually, so I can, like, meticulously take note of what was new and what wasn't. So I can be all like, you know, oh, if you see in frame number 3,623, there is an extra spark bouncing off his head. Something that had no spark for me was what we got this week. And what I got this week was a lack of Heat Wave. I still don't have Heat Wave. I'm waiting. I still don't have Heat Wave. I did get the new Collectors Club magazine, and I'm really liking the comic book because, okay, this isn't really a spoiler because you see his biography in the biography section before you get to the comic book. Aquarius, the child of the universe, the friendly Quintesson.
Yes.
It's possibly the greatest thing ever created by this magazine.
Dude, that was awesome. I love that so hard.
With the faces of joy, peace, compassion, love, and satisfaction.
And the rainbow energy beam that he floated on. That
yes.
was genius. I want 9 toys of that. Now.
And I love how like Aquarius told them to chillax too. That made me happy. And he gets this line, he's like, oh, bummer, man, Computron's about to rip the roof off this building. I just love that character. I want more Aquarius. If they kill off Aquarius, I'm going to be angry, and I'm going to...
Oh, they do. Oh.
Oh,
I mean,
no!
Whoever's idea that was should get, like, a fat raise.
Yes. Aquarius has, like, made the comic go from, like, entertaining to, like...
Zero
gorgeous.
To hero.
I love Aquarius. I also got some in the mail from Unicron Supreme. He sent me a soundtrack for Super Robot Wars OG Saga to go with the soundtrack that my friend Zipdisc had sent me. So I'm getting Castaway music CDs. And he also left me a note. The packaging on this, when he sent it to me, he put it in a padded envelope and padded it with Kleenex on both sides, and he left me a note that said, Vangelis, it sounded like you could use some tissues, so I sent some. And then it said, bless you, on the back. So I got free tissues.
I'm totally thinking, what's the guy's name, Aquarius?
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally, like, picturing him as a polygamist, for some reason.
He's got, like, one for each head.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I digress.
Polygamy isn't a swear word. I do like how the face of satisfaction is this dude with a huge orange beard and shades. This makes me...
I'm telling you, man.
Makes me really excited, and the love one has little beetle spectacles. And two of them have little mustaches. Ah, I love Aquarius. I want more Aquarius. Impossible toys.
Man,
make
no, we
an
gotta,
Aquarius
I'm gonna, toy. I'm gonna have to buy one of the Quint, the Quint Judge now and do a repaint.
Got to. I mean, holy crap. Anyway, I'm not gonna gush about Aquarius too much here because I want to, you know, keep this under 2 hours.
Yeah, but if we're gonna be talking about polygamy, I gotta repeat my favorite Groucho Marx joke. In one of the movies, Groucho is proposing to two women at the same time. And one of them goes, hey, that's polygamy. And Groucho says, it's pretty big of me, too. I'm going to have to support you both. Boom.
I like how now we have the quote, well, if we're going to be talking about polygamy.
What the fuck is going on down there?
I didn't see it on the topic list, but if that's where we're going, I'm all for it.
What polygamy
I love how we got off on a total comedy tangent, and Drew's only comment was, wait, what? You know you struck gold when Drew is speechless.
Well, moving on to Drew. Drew, what did you get in these last, like, 17 weeks or whatever since the last time you were on?
I don't know if I want to talk about it with you guys, since the last what we got this week was so exclusive that I couldn't do it with you guys. I don't know if I want to talk to you guys about it. Just kidding.
It wasn't a what we got this week, it was a what we got this BotCon.
Yeah,
totally different.
That's right.
I got after days of calling FedEx saying, hi, my package says it's arrived online, but it's nowhere to be found, I finally received my Wings of Honor non-attending set from the Transformers Collectors Club. And it came very tightly packed in a nice box, so You know, if anyone's looking to buy one, you know, let me know. Send me a PM. But I got that today in the mail, which is cool. And then I also picked up on the 9 p.m. preview night at Toys R Us. I went with my friends that I recently did a Drew Does commentary with, another plug. We went there and we checked it out, and I picked up Revenge of the Fallen Sideswipe, which was very cool. I, however, did not listen to the girl who was telling, who I assume was her boyfriend, "Hey, it's okay, just get your singles tonight, and you can get your doubles tomorrow." And I was thinking to myself, hey, you're what? Crazy guy. There's, like, a lot of money to be put in to get doubles of everything that's here right now, so...
Yeah, I didn't buy that many at BotCon, and it still rung me up to the triple digits.
Really?
Because I bought a lot of it at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what, I bought like 3 Voyagers, 2 Leaders, and 2 Deluxes, and a Gravity Bot. And that comes to a lot of money. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't, with new lines, I never really quite catch the whole thing of like, I gotta buy 2.
No, yeah, no, me neither. But I mean, like I said, like I joked about earlier, I'm not regretting purchasing Sideswipe, but I will go ahead and say I haven't transformed him in a few days. But I should. He's probably my favorite movie figure. My brother got all the movie figures last time, so I was able to kind of play around with all of them. And this one's definitely by far my favorite. Until they make movie Hot Rod. Seriously, I'll give you $50.
Just hold out GF3, for movie baby. Lockdown, man. Movie Lockdown. That's all I'm going to say. Beautiful. I almost said Drew again. Wow.
Yeah, me again.
I also got Sideswipe. Gog, what did you get this last week or so?
Man, I can't even remember. I got some new photo gear.
Oh, nice.
I got a joystick head.
What?
There you go. Joystick head.
Googling now.
I got the only two.
No.
I got the only two legends I wanted, Ransack and Depth Charge. The interesting thing about Depth Charge is his legs are misassembled in package and in official art. So, because if you look at the legs, like his left arm is labeled L and his left leg is labeled R. So,
ooh.
Hey, can
if
I?
If you swap them around.
Can I interrupt you for a second, Goddard? You gave me a great idea. If we could change this for a second to what we want this week, I really want Legends Rodimus. If anyone has one mint on card that wants to sell to me for about face value, let me know.
I'm holding one in my hand right now. I swear.
Let's make a deal. We'll talk after.
Let's make a deal. Which suitcase do you pick?
I want the one with Cup's face on it. Oh, that one has $1 million in it. Wait, what?
No,
everyone's disappointed for some reason.
I just picked...
I just went and I looked up what a joystick head is, and that looks pretty cool. I have no idea what it does, but it looks really cool. It has a little squeezy trigger thing on it and everything.
Oh, I gotta look.
Yeah. So. Squeeze my joystick head.
I'll take
it on my tripod!
.com.
Ransack's cool. I like him. I found Wheelie today. Wheelie is neat. He's a little, not filled out, if you know what I mean. Like,
mm-hmm. He's like
when
a pre-
you kinda transform him, there's like open space, but. Go ahead.
I wasn't gonna care. I'm done. I'm done for the night. I'm checked
good night,
out.
Everybody.
You gave up mid-sentence. But what else did I get? I got Voyager Megatron. We already talked about him. He's cool. Got Mixmaster. We talked about him already. I like him. What else? Anything? Chromia? I got a Chromia. She doesn't really transform all that well. One of the tabs is too long, and it won't push in, so I just got to shave it down. But after that, I think it'll be okay.
My stolen Malaysian Chromia transforms perfectly.
Yeah, I know. I played with it.
But Malaysia Chromia.
Yeah, my Chromia wasn't Chinese, it was Malaysian.
It's true. I don't know what mine is. I'll have to look. But what else? Is that it? That might be it. I got Leader Prime, but I already mentioned that. That's probably it. Oh, my, I did order a Ravage and Skids from Hasbro Toy Shop, so hopefully by next podcast I'll be able to talk about Ravage.
Yeah, I've been hearing about the mass sellout of Ravage and, I think, Mudflap on the Toy Shop.
Oh, I didn't know they had Mudflap. I probably would have passed on him anyway. I played with yours at BotCon, and he's okay. Skids is so much better, and I don't know if I really need a Mudflap. Maybe if they make a... They haven't shown like a Human Alliance Mudflap or anything, have they?
No, just Skids.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we'll see. I have a feeling if they made a Skids, they'll make a Mudflap. I might just go with that version of Mudflap, because the Deluxe it wasn't really all that hot.
Yeah. Seth, did you pick up anything this week?
Boy, did I ever. Holy mollies.
So, is that that horrendous, violent box opening noise we heard during the intermission?
There was a lot of tape involved in this thing. Okay, first I'm going to make it... I'm going to do a quick domestic rundown. So I got some more movie stuff. I grabbed...
domestic.
I got the Voyager Optimus Prime, because I didn't get the Voyager Optimus Prime the first time around, and when I saw that that he had the little disappearing driver, like the Target exclusive, I was like, okay, I'll bite. I'll finally get this guy. And the Chinese characters, the Shanghai
Generals,
is a odd. But I can't wait to find out if that's even in the movie or what's going on there. I got my theories. I think I sent them before. I'll move on. Let's see. I grabbed a Sideswipe. Seems a little chunky on top. Kind of wish he was thinner all around than just skinny legs. I like how the doors on his arms sort of scissor around crazy to make his swords. I thought that was a cool effect. I thought the whole thing was going to turn like one piece, and they like opened up, swung around. Awesome.
And the nice thing about that gearing is it means that it can't get loose, because it always locks in the same place. Yeah.
And let's see, what else? What was that? Starscream. Got the new movie Starscream, which is great. So much improved over the first movie Starscream. It's unbelievable how much better of a job they did, even though they left his fingers hanging out the back of jet mode. But that's way better than just having a bunch of robot underneath the jet like the first movie. Then I'm going to pull an Omegas, talk about one of my fans sending me Voyager Megatron from the movie. That was very nice of our very own Gog Dog to have done that as a little thank you for cutting him some breaks during BotCon, so thank you in public. That just came today, so I haven't opened it, so I can't really comment on it as a toy. And then, okay, this is where it gets real. This is when it goes down. So
oh snap.
So we've done the domestic toys. We're going to the Land of the Rising Sun for the rest of this list. So when we were at BotCon, I dumped off my exclusive sets at the Big Bad Toy Store table. I used up some of it then and there. The rest went onto my account as credit, and I blew a bunch of that, and it all came in one gigantic huge box. So in that massive box, ow, I just stabbed my foot on one of the things.
No!
I got the Encore. These are all Encore? Yeah, they're all Encore stuff. All Encore. Mini bots, 5-pack. So ooh, Bumblebee, nice. And the repaints of the other originals, so got Stax in there. Stax is one of my favorites, because Huffer was one of my favorites, and it's just Huffer in blue. They painted on Autobot logos on a lot of these guys, which are really nice and well done. Like, the one on Stax is really cool, because it's big, and it's sort of just hanging out behind his head, and I'm really happy with that. Let's see, there was an Omega Supreme acquired.
Oh, nice.
Big box.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was tempted to get that at BotCon. I was just too afraid of mailing it home.
Yeah. And let's see, also in the box was a Metroplex. Not Metro.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah. Whose box is way smaller than I thought it was going to be. That was surprising how
crap.
Compact that box is. And then the last thing that was in the giant epic box of huge was a Star Convoy.
Nice.
Boom. And that
if
was...
If you ever want to... Go ahead.
Oh, and his plastic tray was... That was taped all the way up. And that was what I was fighting with, was trying to get the tape off of that.
You ever want to sell that little Rodimus? Let me know.
No way. The little Rodimus is awesome. I've been messing with him ever since. But yeah, Star Convoy, super brick former. Holy moly.
Remember
at least he has waist articulation, unlike Ultra Magnus, but whatever. And does he's motorized here? I didn't know Star Convoy was motorized for some reason.
Yeah,
oh yeah, all those dudes were, and you could link them up, and they'd like run each other's gears and whatnot.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. I'd never know Star Convoy was motorized. Somehow that always eluded me. So that's
cool. That's what his big box is for on his feet. So you can.
Yeah, I thought they were just lazy and didn't want to like make him transform.
Now you can
quote-unquote
walk around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pusey's got little wheels on his toes, so I guess he could kind of awkwardly slide. Well, I could... Oh, I'm going to have him in Omega Supreme race.
Hey, you got to put it on YouTube, too.
Yes. Foot race. Foot race for the gold. Okay, that was my giant box. I try not to take up Omega's levels of time, but... There's a lot of stuff in there.
It's all right, man. I'm glad to hear that your fans are giving.
Yes. All my fans.
All 300 of them. So I guess this can take us into our extremely brief spoiler section, where things will get very Deutsch. So, spoiler guy, take us away.
Ich bin die Spoiler Section. Ich bin der Hausenflausen.
In this spoiler section, your viewing experience may be ruined.
Oh, okay. Turned French.
Yeah. that turned French really quick.
I can't do a deep German voice. I can do a Günther voice, that's about it.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
Willkommen Sie to the spoiler section, where we're going to discuss some clips in Deutsch. We got two clips of Revenge of the Fallen, both... released by the German media, thus exposing the internet in general to the banality that is German movie dubs. German movie dubs, at least with my family over in Germany, are quite infamous in that they are often the most, how do you put it? Awesome. German movie dubs are the most like someone reading off of a piece of paper as fast as possible as most any movie dub you can ever find. There's something about them. They're always done... Every German movie dub sounds exactly like every other German movie dub in the way that all the lines are delivered, and it's a sore point for a lot of my family in Germany because they always cannot stand the dubs of movies over there. They always want to watch them subtitled. So
they're like anime fans.
Pretty much, yeah. Only there is no German Steve Bloom for them to rally against.
Bummer.
So we got two clips.
Weeaboo!
We got a clip with... Well, let's do the more mundane clip. We got a clip that, quote-unquote, involves Demolishor, although he just shows up at the end to do his thing from the trailer. But we got to hear a whole lot of German Josh Duhamel.
He still looks as good as the regular Josh Duhamel, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch these. I'm trying to remain spoiler-free.
That's right. There's not too many details on them. If people want to know what was said, by the way... There was a German board member who translated all of these, and they were actually not all that spoilery even then. But if you want to find out what was said, go to the topics. The translations are there. So the Demolishor one, did that excite anybody, or was it kind of like, yeah? For me, it was kind of, yeah. Like, I just want to see what he does.
Well, it didn't really show anything much more than what we had already seen. It was mostly Josh Duhamel talking. I didn't read the translation of that part, so I have no idea if it was cool or not.
You can kind of guess what he's saying. He's
all like, movie comes out in 2 weeks from today, actually, which I have midnight tickets to. I might add.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Ooh, Tuesday night, bitch. Yeah.
I'm waving my hands around like when I do my Seth impression.
Hey.
What? That's your Seth impression?
I was doing it in the room once. I forgot what the context was, but I was repeating whatever he was saying, and I was waving my hands around. He was all like, Rampage is hard to transform. I was like, Rampage is hard to transform.
Oh.
Internet Dick Vangelis.
I know.
I don't remember nothing much from that night, from that part of that night, so.
That was the NyQuil day.
No, that was the next night.
Oh, was it?
That was the night that made me resort to NyQuil.
Oh, right. Yeah, Seth, did you see that clip at all, or did it kind of just pass over you?
Well, those clips went up today, didn't they?
When
did those get posted?
I think today or yesterday.
Well, either way, I didn't have time to watch both of them before we started recording. So I had to choose, and I choose the other one.
You chose well, I think.
Yes. And then I chose Pikachu, and we did Thunder Blast or something, and a bunch of other Pokemon died.
Whoa. Pikachu is in the movie? Spoiler.
Well, he comes out at the end. He blows up Cybertron.
No, Pikachu is Bumblebee's headmaster.
That's right.
Lightning cheek mouse. Awesome.
He's also the Fallen. Well, let's talk about the other clip then, the far more interesting clip involving Wheelie.
Wheelie. Cool.
And all I can really throw into this one is that Megan Fox called him a freak. She actually said, it's just something like Dubistein freak. I'm like, ha ha ha. Appropriated language.
Freak is German for very good looking in German. I don't know if you're aware.
That's right. So if you want to be
sehr
suave
gut.
In German.
Sehr gut looking.
Du bist ein Freak. Yeah, Wheelie talked a lot. And it looked like he had really nicely done facial animation. And, most importantly, there was no shaky cam!
Yes!
So, very clear images of what the robots are doing. Again, just like from what we reported at BotCon, it's very clear that they have a bigger budget and that they don't have to shaky cam out stuff to save on some dollars. So, I really enjoyed watching the scene, and I actually know what Wheelie was saying. But regardless of whether or not I did, I enjoyed that scene. And I'm looking forward to more Wheelie in Revenge of the Fallen. So, any of you other guys check out that scene? I think, Seth, you said that was the one that you checked out?
Yeah. And I'm intentionally going to avoid the translation, because seeing it was enough.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised how much talking Wheelie apparently is going to do. Because it seems like there's a lot of characters that just don't talk at all. And by those characters, I mean all the Decepticons. Like, seem to not talk. Like, even in that clip we saw at Paramount, like, the Decepticon in that clip just sort of like going...
Well, he kind of went, sound with Wiki.
And then he said, Autobot,
and he went like, a cheeseburger.
So it was nice seeing a new articulate robot able to form sentences.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this about that clip. Now, I'm not saying that Megan Fox is bad to look at, because she's not. But, you know, with that German voice and, like, getting rough with Wheelie, burning his eye, kind of a little extra something there. It's like German, brutal.
This is what happens when Seth and Vangelis share a bed at BotCon.
Wait, whoa. Hey.
You will call me Oberfrau Pain!
I stole that one from the Spoonie one. So I'll throw that in there right now. brutal.
I didn't know. I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't saying anything like that. I'm just saying that his strange, what do you call him?
There's nothing wrong with being into wheel-legged women who have bug faces.
What?
I'm just following the word.
His fetishes. Fetishes are contagious.
I'm just saying, mean German chicks are kind of hot.
Well, now we know who the human characters of Transformers 3 will be. It was a pretty cool clip. I'm kind of hoping that's the last clip we see before the movie comes out. Because,
did anybody else go to see the clip?
Oh. Apparently not.
Sorry, I got distracted by Oberfrau Pain there. Gog, did you see the clip?
Oh. I did.
Did you like it?
What'd you think of
it? I did. I think Megan looks better in this movie. I think as we had talked about before, Michael Bay told her that she had to gain weight for the second movie because he, quote-unquote, doesn't like skinny girls. So, I thought Wheelie was going to probably be like a throwaway character in the movie. And maybe in the long run, compared to, some of the others, he will be. But I was very pleased at the long takes. I mean, there's just camera just steady and Wheelie on screen for like 5-10 seconds at a time, just having monologue. And, I think that really helps my anticipation for the film. Cause I'm like, yes, I mean, they're giving these robots like personality and it looks great. And I just hope that with some of the bigger bots, especially Decepticons, that we get some of the same, just moments of dialogue between Decepticons, because that was my one thing that I was just so disappointed with in the first movie, is the bad guys got almost no talking time at all. There was a couple lines each, and the main dialogue with the Decepticons was when Barricade was, interrogating Sam,
mm-hmm.
And other than that, it was everything else was just, nothing but running around and shooting, so...
Yeah, a lot of them did talk. It was in Cybertronian.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that if you add like subtitles. But even then, it just ended up just being moans and grunts because you didn't understand what they were saying. Even if they did do the whole Cybertronian thing, as long as it's conversations that add to the character and subtitle it, then I think in the long run be satisfied with that. But just seeing Wheelie just kind of run around and lament a little bit is. I'm very pleasantly surprised by the characterization, and I hope we get a lot more of that.
Me too. That was more or less my reaction to it. That I wasn't expecting him to say things, and I like that. Drew, I know you said you didn't look at the clip, but what would you like? Would you be behind having a German version of Megan Fox for Transformers 3?
I would want to be Finnish.
The Finnish version with long blonde hair and. Awesome metal music. I'd be up for both, honestly. So hopefully we'll see some clone Megan Foxes who all turn into headmasters for giant RC cars. That's our spoiler section, and that's also the show. So we'll see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. It's always a pleasure, and we're going to keep it up. So... give us iTunes reviews and whatnot, blah, 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 etc., etc. Let us know, post in the topics. Guys, did you enjoy yourselves?
Yes.
I did. It was good to have the band back together.
Yeah.
Band's back!
Let's play it out!
Let's play some of our classic hits.
Oh, yeah!
You know, for the fans.
Haha! Unleashed are still on shelves. Haha!
Floro Dairy!
Make it rain!
Donuts and coffee.
Oh, we're taking it way back. That was like our EP before we hit the big label.
That's right, donuts and coffee. That's going to be what our prequel is.
That was a slow jam.
Alright, well, bye!
Power, power.
Peace. Excellent. Oh, so good. Yes. What the f***?
Traitors, they're here to stay.